T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back. Sports Radio 94 WIP. Joe Giglio with you. Tucker Bagley behind the glass. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard on this Wednesday night as we debate Howie Roseman, Andy Reid. Who's more responsible for the last 20 years of Eagles success? I go with Howie. He's surpassed Andy Reid now. What he's put together post-Andy Reid. Lots to talk about there. 8 o'clock, Elliott Shore Parks. Dave Sims going to join us later in the show. Philly guy, college hoops, Big East, and of course, also the play-by-play voice of the Seattle Mariners. So he's a baseball guy. I mean, it's weird, especially, I think, this show, right? Because I always love talking some baseball off-season stuff. This Eagles run has been so captivating, and obviously led us into February now. It's February 1st that we haven't, like, spring training starts in 2 weeks, and we've and part of it too quickly is the Phillies did all their big business right away this offseason. So we reacted to Trey Turner and all that early, but and Taijuan Walker. But the bottom line is we haven't talked much that spring training starts in a couple weeks. Dave Sims, I'm sure, has some thoughts on the Phillies, so we'll talk to him coming up at 9 o'clock. But before we go back to the lines on Andy and Howie. Today, for the second time, we said goodbye to Tom Brady. This time, Tom recorded a video. He didn't get beat to the scoop this time. Here was Tom Brady today announcing his retirement. He sounded pretty emotional to me.
Good morning, guys. I'll get to the point right away. I'm retiring for good. I know the process was a pretty big deal last time, so when I woke up this morning, I figured I'd just press record and let you guys know first. So I won't be long-winded. Like, you only get one super emotional retirement essay, and I used mine up last year. So really thank you guys so much to every single one of you for supporting me, my family, my friends, my teammates, my competitors. I could go on forever. There's too many. Thank you guys for allowing me to live my absolute dream. I wouldn't change a thing. Love you all.
So there was the Tom Brady retirement announcement this morning. I felt pretty emotional. And if you watch it, he had kind of emotion in his eyes. I do appreciate that he thanked us. You and you, all of us. Did you think you'd get thanked in the Tom Brady retirement?
I've always felt that we had a small hand in what made him great. Mm-hmm. So I am appreciative that he sees that.
Yeah. Well, you know what? We'll see if this one's real. I'm a little skeptical after last year, and it's early in the offseason. But for now, once again, wasn't it the same date last year, too? Or it's like the same week. He pulled it last year.
Yeah, it's pretty similar. Because it was before the Super Bowl.
Right. Now, last year, I think he was beat to the scoop. Whoever, Schefter had it first, and then he kind of put out an Instagram and confirmed it. Whatever. He came back and played this year. Was not good. I think this often happens. You know, I remember Dan Marino lost 62-7 in a playoff game in his last game. Tom Brady looked pretty bad in his last playoff game against the Cowboys. Brett Favre, I think, lost 40-14 to end his last season. I mean, this happens. When these guys hang on for a long time, the end is usually not pretty. And it wasn't, as they went 8-9 this year. But Tom Brady, obviously, is the greatest quarterback of all time. And I quite frankly can't believe there are people out there who still debate whether or not Tom Brady's the greatest quarterback. So here's what we're going to do in a minute. I want to rank the top five quarterbacks. And I'm curious, and I'd love everyone to chime in on this when you call in tonight about the Reid-Roseman thing. Your top five. Top five quarterbacks ever, because I don't think there's much debate at one anymore, but I do think it's interesting because we all might have different 3, 4, 5s, or at least 4 or 5s, so the order might be different. So we'll get to that in a second. But I do want to play this for you because it is the most ridiculous thing you will hear this week. And I know a lot of ridiculous things are said on TV, on radio, cable news. Like, you turn TV on, you can find something off the walls every day. Nothing will top this. Sean O'Hara, former offensive lineman, was on Good Morning Football this morning. And I don't know what happened to Sean here. He may have just got caught up in the moment. But he took the Brady retirement and how he'll remember it to a place I just wasn't prepared for. Here it was.
This is a huge moment, not just for Tom Brady, not just for the NFL, but like for all of us. You know, look, People remember where they were when JFK was assassinated. You remember where you were with 9/11.
Can I tell you something? Can I interrupt you real quick? His first start was a week after 9/11. That's how long ago he's been playing.
I came out the same year as him, 2000, and he's still playing. 23 years. That's a long time. But I'm going to remember this. Like, I'm going to remember who I'm with. Kyle's going to remember he was in Vegas. You're going to remember where you were when Tom Brady announced his official retirement.
No, I am not. First of all, no, I am not. And look, you could feel any way you want about that. I'm not offended. I'm just more shocked that his brain went there on live television. Like, wouldn't you compare this to, I don't know, a sudden retirement of another athlete, like when Michael Jordan retired? Or, you know, even if you wanted to go to one that's a little bit more like real world kind of stuff. You know what a lot of people say they remember? I remember when I was young, when Magic Johnson announced that he had HIV. It's an athlete stopping playing, and obviously that was because of a medical condition. That was a gigantic, that was like the biggest story in America for weeks. I remember that as a kid. I didn't really understand what the heck they were talking about or why he was sick, but I did understand he couldn't play basketball anymore. The fact that he on TV said that, I was like, I had to watch it like five times. He didn't really just compare how we remember where we were during American tragedies to Tom Brady hanging it up.
Yeah, we did this last year. This isn't the first time this has happened. We did the whole Tom Brady retirement a year ago. And also, 45-year-old athlete retires from football isn't that big of a story.
It's normal.
Like when Andrew Luck retired, that was a big story. Sure. That was crazy. Yeah. That was something I remember where I was, because I'm pretty sure I was here, if it wasn't that night, a little bit later on in the night, doing the overnight show. And when Tom Brady retires, I don't know, Tom Brady retired. We expected this, didn't we? Where was I? I was asleep when Tom Brady retired. That was it.
Also, the other things he brought up, again, American tragedies, bad moments. Like those other moments, they're burned in our memories. And I obviously, Tucker and I are not around for JFK, but they're burned in the consciousness of Americans because they elicited fear.
It changed your day-to-day life, those other moments.
It changed the American way of life, of course. Tom Brady not playing football will obviously be different. It's been 20-something years. We've seen him play every Sunday for a long time. We've watched him play hundreds of football games. It's not going to change the world or change the American way of life. I just wanted to play that so you could feel what I felt as I heard that this morning. It's the most ridiculous thing you will hear anyone say on television this week. I promise you. And I know dumb things are said every day in every form of media, but that was. Do you think he went on planning to say that, or he got caught in the moment?
I do wonder if. I mean, he's not a regular on that show,
he's
right?
Not.
He's not a usual host. I wonder if he was just trying to pump up how amazing his time on the show was. You know, like we've been on the show and we've been on air for big moments, but we don't compare Jalen Hurts getting drafted to 9/11.
No,
I wonder if Sean O'Hara was like, I'm here, I'm on NFL Network, this is a life-changing moment, I'm going to do this and see where it goes.
It's not going in a good place for Sean, I can tell you that. Yeah, and I get that. You compare big moments to other big moments. Like, I'll say it, I was on the air the night Chip Kelly got fired. I remember that moment vividly. I was the night that they signed Bryce Harper to the Phillies, like driving in. I remember, like, you remember impactful moments, but there's a difference between the Phillies got a great player and an American tragedy. Like, there's just, these are different things. I was blown away. All right, 215-592-9494. All right, back to the lines in a couple minutes. But first, five best quarterbacks in NFL history. I'll go first. Tucker will give his. And I'm curious what everyone has there. So here's how I think we should do this, because I think there's no drama at number one. So counting down from 5 to 1 seems silly to me. Tom Brady's the number one quarterback of all time. Number one, I have Tom Brady. Number two, I put Joe Montana. And I think there's a case to be made he could be a little bit further down the list, but I put him at 2, 4 Super Bowls, the best quarterback of a generation, or at least a decade of football, and the best quarterback on the best team, undefeated in the Super Bowl. I will go Montana at 2. So I go number one Brady, Montana 2, Peyton Manning is 3rd for me. He changed the game. When he got in the league, no one was really operating solely out of shotgun. No quarterback was just changing the play all by themselves and running their own offense. He changed it. Now every quarterback kind of does that to an extent. And he just was the most consistently great Sunday-to-Sunday quarterback for 15 years. You know, Brady eventually had longevity and surpassed him and overtook him. But people forget now. People always like to conveniently pretend debates that go one-sided didn't happen. You know, here in Philadelphia, Remember the Dak Prescott Carson Wentz debates? We pretend those didn't happen now. Not that Dak's really that great, but he's obviously better than Carson. There was a real Peyton Brady debate back in the day because Brady had the coach, Brady had the team around him. Peyton didn't have the coach or the defense. Obviously, the right answer was Brady. He turned out to be the better quarterback. But that was a debate for a good period of time, and I was a big Peyton Manning fan. I put him at number three ever. So I go one Brady, two Montana, three Peyton Manning. At number four, and I'm not afraid to say it, and he's only going to move up the list, Patrick Mahomes is number four. I believe he's already the fourth greatest quarterback of all time. No one ever in NFL history has had a start to a career like this with five trips to the AFC title game, three trips to the Super Bowl now. He may, hopefully not, but he may win his second ring within his first five seasons. He's going to win the MVP of the league again. He's the most dynamic quarterback to start a career we've ever seen. And if he stays healthy, he will only go up. He will surpass Peyton Manning one day. I mean, that's going to happen if he stays healthy. If he wins enough, combined with the numbers he's putting up, he will pass Joe Montana. The only question is, will he ever be able to surpass Brady? I don't know, with all the 10 trips to the Super Bowl Brady has. But at number four, I already have Patrick Mahomes. That's how good that guy is. And at number five, I found this to be the most difficult spot. I mean, you can make cases for like six guys. I go Steve Young. I think Steve Young's stats don't paint the picture of how great he was. He had to wait. He didn't play till he was 30 because he sat behind Joe Montana. And if you go back the late 80s, I think he was probably the better player than Montana, and he was still sitting because Montana got hurt the one year, and Young had to come in, and his numbers in a lot of ways were better when he played with the same players. So I think if he got in a year or two earlier, he probably racks up another couple MVPs. He has two, and he won a Super Bowl. And he was putting up passer ratings of over 100 when nobody else was doing that. He was just doing it every year. For an eight-year stretch, I believe Steve Young was the best quarterback in football, and that was from age like 30 to 37. So he missed his late 20s, which was probably his athletic prime. He ran for 4,000 yards in a short period of time. I go Steve Young at number five. So my top five quarterbacks ever: Tom Brady, Joe Montana, Peyton Manning, Patrick Mahomes, Steve Young. 215-592-9494. I am interested to see where everyone ranks them. Your top five quarterbacks. Tucker, how would you rank your top five?
Yeah, I mean, I would agree with you at Brady at number one. I just don't think it's even fair anymore. Even you mentioned the Peyton Manning, Tom Brady thing, and for a while it was Brady was the winner and Manning has the stats. Tom Brady's 110 more touchdown passes than Peyton Manning. I mean, he lapped him two, three times over. It's not even close anymore. So I would go Brady one, and I would put Peyton Manning, too. I mean, there was an eight-year stretch where he won at least 12 games every year on a Sunday-to-Sunday basis. There wasn't a quarterback that you feared more than Peyton Manning for about a decade. I mean, he was a guy that if you saw him on the schedule for your team, you penciled it in as a loss. No matter what was going on, you knew that game was going to be tough, and Peyton Manning was going to come out and throw for 300 yards and three touchdowns. And number three, I would put Joe Montana. I think he's probably the ultimate winner. He doesn't have great stats. I think Joe Burrow, if he ends up going deep into the postseason, can kind of age into somebody like Joe Montana. And it's not his fault. Like, I'm sure if he played in the modern NFL and he had good coaching like we do now and played with a coach who understood modern offenses, it would be okay, and he would put up good numbers. But I would list him at number three. And I agree with you with Mahomes at four. The guy averages almost 40 touchdowns a season. And I know the league is different, but just like Manning was back in his prime, you know Patrick Mahomes on any given week is going to win, mm-hmm. right? I mean, there's nothing more certain than Patrick Mahomes winning on a Sunday and going to the AFC title game and hosting. I mean, the guy's played 11 or 14 playoff games now in his career. He's never played one on the road. I mean, what him and Andy Reid have done is a stretch of dominance that this league hasn't seen really since Brady and Belichick in their heyday. And then number five, you could put a lot of people in here. You could put Brett Favre in here. You could put Drew Brees in here. You put Steve Young in here. I just put Johnny Unitas in here because as you look at all the quarterbacks all time, I mean, he just seems to sneak his way into top five of everything. He had five first-team All-Pros. He won three titles. He was a Pro Bowler 10 times. He was the guy who, I think, if you look at his career and what he did in the 60s with the Colts, kind of set the standard for modern quarterback play.
Yeah, he was kind of way ahead of the curve, right? Like, think about those passers back then. Most of them couldn't throw the ball very well. He was way ahead of the curve.
And it's funny looking at his stats. I mean, touchdown passes, he's sandwiched between Carson Palmer and Vinny Testaverde. When you look at, passing yards, he's somewhere between Kerry Collins and Andy Dalton. But the one thing, and the thing I think we have to do with this exercise, you have to compare people against your era, right? And he's getting compared to guys who played 50 years after he retired.
And it does feel like anytime I've had a conversation with anyone who watched that era of football, he stands out. The way we now talk about Brady and Manning, and we will talk about Mahomes as time goes on, he stands out. Like the way people talk about Montana from the 80s, like he stood out from that. All right, so Tucker's got Unitas at 5. I put Steve Young. We have the same top 4 in a different order. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in as we discuss Howie Roseman, Andy Reid, in terms of who's really deserves the most credit for what this franchise has been the last 20 years. I now put Roseman ahead of Reid. He's jumped him. And how would you rank the top 5 quarterbacks ever? Tom Brady, if we want to believe him, is officially retired now. Brady is clearly number 1. I mean, the resume speaks for itself. He's the best quarterback of all time. Brady 1, Montana 2. I go Peyton 3, Mahomes 4, and I put Steve Young 5. That's my 5. Would love to hear yours. And, you know, I agree with how Tucker framed it. And I could have put a bunch of guys at number 5. I could have.
Neither one of us mentioned Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
He's got 4 MVPs.
I know. I get it. I do think leadership is part of this too. I don't like Aaron Rodgers as a leader. And he's lost way too many home playoff games to inferior quarterbacks and teams. I'm down on him. In terms of this exercise, obviously he's a top 10 guy. But in terms of this exercise, no, I didn't put Rodgers. I'd rather have Steve Young. Phil is in West Philly. Hey, Phil.
What's going on, Joe? It's been a while. How are you, brother?
Phil, doing good, buddy. What's on your mind tonight? What are you thinking?
Listen, I like to make it quick. Mm-hmm. So I want to pat myself on the back first. I called the Giants game 40-7, and it ended up 38-7. I called this game, and I couldn't get anybody to bet me that it would be 34-7, and we were field goaled off of that. So I'm going to call a Super Bowl score right now, and you're going to probably laugh, but I'm telling you, 42-23 Eagles.
42 points in the Super Bowl. So they surpassed the 41 they scored 5 years ago. I like that.
Absolutely. And it's going to be the same setup. We're going to smash him in the first half. He's going to get probably to the third quarter. Then he's going to hurt his ankle. Done deal. Over.
Well, Phil, the injury factor on Mahomes, and if he is healthy enough to be at his best, is certainly a big part of this, Phil. I mean, if he re-aggravates that thing or he gets sacked a bunch and he's just not feeling right, the Chiefs are in trouble, big trouble.
He hasn't seen a defense like ours all season. Not all season. I can't wait until next Sunday. Now, my top 5, mm-hmm. obviously Brady, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you have to go Peyton number 2. Number 3, I would definitely, definitely, definitely go Steve Young. Very underrated for the time he was in the league. Number 4, I got to go with Drew Brees. And number 5, Terry Bradshaw.
Ooh, throwing Terry in there. Phil, man, I always appreciate your phone call. How about that? He left out Montana. Just threw old Joe out of the top 5. Here's the thing. Here's the Terry Bradshaw thing. It is hard for me to reconcile the talent he played with, the defense he played with. And I know passing was different back then, but I mean, was Terry even the most efficient passer of his generation? I don't think he was. I mean, I understand the league was different then, and they threw the ball down the field more. But you know, he got the rings. But I didn't think much about Terry Bradshaw. Maybe it's because he's a goofball on Fox now, and I think of him more like that than I do as a great quarterback. I know what he accomplished. I just don't think he was as good of a quarterback as the other guys we've mentioned here. I frankly might struggle to put Terry in the top 10 if I was continuing the list. And I know at some point you have to list him. When you win that many Super Bowls, you can't ignore a quarterback. I don't know how you rate him. Like, is Terry Bradshaw like Troy Aikman before Troy Aikman? Good for his era, but he just had so much around him?
That was going to be my comparison. I know he made the Hall of Fame and he has 4 championships, but made the Pro Bowl 3 times. He was first-team All-Pro once. He did win an MVP and was the quarterback for the 1970s team of the decade,
right?
But I don't know. I just, obviously we didn't see him play, but he seems like a guy who's buoyed by talent around him Much like Troy Aikman was a decade later.
Yeah, and it happens. I mean, every and you know, we could probably pick out a couple more that have done that. That happens across pro football. There's no question. 215-592-9494. That's how you get aboard here. I now put Howie Roseman above Andy Reid in terms of the person most responsible for what the Eagles have become over the last 20 years. You know, at one point, it was all about Andy. Andy left this behind. Andy drafted that guy. Andy gave the Eagles Doug Peterson, all that. Well, this is a different era. It's a different coach. It's a different quarterback. And it's one guy who put it together. His team, his roster, it's Howie Roseman. I now have Howie, two Super Bowl appearances, running the show over Andy, most important figure in why the Eagles have become what they've become the last 20 years. Where do you side, Andy or Howie, more important to this Eagles franchise? And how would you rank the top five quarterbacks ever? You know, everyone's got a different list. I believe it's a lock that Brady's number one. I mean, there's very few out there. You know, we know Howard, you know, holds out for Montana. It's Brady. He's number one. I go Brady, Montana, Manning, Patrick Mahomes at four. And yes, I'm ready to put him in there. At number five, I put Steve Young. 215-592-9494. We'll come back. Your phone calls. And could we be watching Brandon Graham's last game as the Eagle coming up? And not because of retirement. Could he be on a different team next year? I never thought about this until I heard what he and his wife had to say since they won the NFC Championship game. You'll hear that next. 215-592-9494 at Sports Radio 94 WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.